Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right. Once again, congratulations, Amanda and Phil.
Yay.
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 Congratulations to you.
Thank you, guys.
Man, what a great wedding.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, good. It wasn't just us.
No. Everybody felt it.
Well, except for the one guy.
There's always one.
There's that one guy, yeah. But we got rid of him.
We'll find out who it is.
Oh, man, that was some place you had it at.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were wonderful to us in Old Saybrook. Right on the marina there. We knew as soon as we walked in, we're like, this place is beautiful. Then the food was great. And then everyone we talked to was just, yeah, sure, we can do whatever you want. It was like, this. The most helpful people, this is, it's where it has to be.
I got confused at first when we first got there because I saw a bunch of prom people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I at the right place?
Well, I thought the same thing. So I pull in and I see these girls. So I see some people in suits. I'm like, all right, we'll see them inside.
Right.
And then I see some girls getting out with these tight dresses and it's like all skin.
Yeah. Plunging necklines, all 9 yards.
Like, oh, got some youngins coming to the wedding.
Right.
This will be interesting.
Yes.
And took me a couple minutes to put it together. I'm like, prom.
Right. Yeah, the mom's chasing at them with the cameras going. That was my indication. Because one mom almost walked to the side of my car. It's a bright green car. How do you miss a bright green car?
I mean, my baby's prom.
And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's
You're getting
okay.
mad just talking about it.
No. I wasn't mad. But she would have gotten pretty messed up.
It is one of those things that you don't think about when you book the date, and then we're looking out there like, oh, yeah, it's prom season.
Yeah.
We're like, we're going to have no problem with parking.
Right.
And then we're in the room waiting to get ready. We're watching everybody down in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, this is fun from up here.
Yeah. See, it was nice. We all got to park in the next town. It was great.
Now, can I next go back to over. What you just said? So she would have gotten pretty messed up.
Yeah. She would have walked this. I was still moving.
Yeah.
She would have gotten hurt.
Oh.
Not me.
I would have messed up.
It wasn't going to be a beat down because she walked to the car.
She was going to pummel a prom mother.
No.
I don't know. I believe it.
No, I mean.
You'd have like 18 girls with tight dresses luck, like kicking your ass.
With my luck, she'll walk to my car and I'll get sued.
Mm. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's great. I had a drink in my hand like about 2 minutes after the ceremony. Not even.
I told you would.
Yeah.
I said, no, there will be no waiting. You will eat immediately and you will be drinking immediately.
Yeah, they had that girl with the with the tray and all the little drinks, right?
Mm.
Yep. That was a good move.
That was by design.
That was a good move.
Ben, your friend, the officiant, did a tremendous job.
He got
out of the park.
He is... one of the funniest guys that I know. So I was expecting a lot more humor. And he caught me off guard a couple times. He was like saying some really sentimental stuff. I'm like, God damn it, Ben. Like, come on. Like, I'm supposed to be laughing up here.
Right. Nah, he was
but
great.
It was excellent.
It was perfect. And then there was some wireless technology issues.
Yes.
And he was a champ. You never knew it. He just kept plowing right through.
Yep.
That would throw a lot of people, especially if you haven't done it before.
Yeah.
As I'm watching him, I'm like, oh, he's done this a million times. And after I said, how many times have you done this? Said, once. This is it.
That was it.
Remember he said, to me. I'm like, what?
I felt for that DJ because, if you've ever done anything with wireless technology, does this happen to you?
Yeah. There are two things you can do there, which is nothing. Or you stop everything and try to fix it, and then there's still no guarantee that it works.
Yeah,
I was just waiting for like a ship to shore radio to come bleeding through.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, you know, this wireless technology, it's 2022. It still fails enough that I'd have a hardwired mic ready, and I would just, after the third time, just roll it out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're on the hardwired
thing. Here you go.
But it was great. Like, he just kept moving.
I think we were close enough, most people... Got enough of what was going on. Like, everyone knew why we were there, of course.
I heard everywhere.
And he projected well. I could still hear him, actually.
He did. He did great.
Yes.
It's funny. As soon as the wedding party came in, I said, Jennifer, take a look over there. We got a crier.
That was Amanda's matron of honor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Poor girl.
That's so funny.
Her face was leaking.
They haven't even started talking yet.
Right.
She's like, nah.
The whole time.
Her
face is leaking.
We got a crier.
Amanda's all the way in the back of the procession as we're going out. So I go out first with my parents. Grandpa Richie came out next with Aunt Janet.
With
and
the
then
hat?
It was Jess. Jess was walking out after that, so she's very early. And she's crying before she even starts walking. So she turns around, looks at Amanda, and just goes, I'm
Onion?
Sorry! And starts walking.
I didn't know that was your aunt with Grandpa Richie.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought, wow, Grandpa Richie married someone who was just like him. No wonder why Johnny A. looks exactly like Grandpa Richie, because his mom also looks like Grandpa Richie.
That's amazing.
So that's your father's sister.
That's amazing.
Older sister, or as he likes to call her, the favorite.
The chosen one.
How old is Grandpa Richie?
He's going to be almost 90, I think.
Well, he looks tremendous.
Had the oil tycoon thing going on.
Yeah. Well, we got him a custom suit, AJ. Yeah. He picked every single detail of that suit.
Good for him.
He was so excited, and we were like, are you going to wear the hat? He's like, oh, yeah. They're like, okay, bring the hat. We'll help you match the suit to the hat. Like, well, you know, if you got boots that you know you're going to wear, we'll give you the right cut on the pants. They were awesome.
He rocks that hat.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
And when it was drizzling, I'm like, I wish I had.
Who's looking pretty smart right now?
Yeah, that's right.
That Scotch Guard 10-gallon hat would be good, too.
Yeah. They didn't want to sit with us.
I know.
There was
First of all, he was going to stand. He's like, there's empty seats. We get there for the ceremony. Like, he goes in the back corner and goes, I'm just going to stand.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a seat here available. Behind the four of us, me, Jennifer, Ashley, and Eric.
Right.
And there's one single seat right in front of us. Why wouldn't you pick one of those so you could be just with us?
Yeah. Which I'm glad I didn't pick, because it ended up being for someone. That person showed up and sat in that seat. Mm. Was with that group.
Well, AJ says, I'm just going to stand.
Yeah, just stand in the back.
You're going to be a little of a bit of a distraction.
There were other folks standing in the back also.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing is, your suit was so nice that we didn't want Ben to get confused, get distracted.
Nice try. Thank you. Appreciate that.
AJ, I like the suit. I complimented it immediately.
Yeah,
it looked great.
It's not about my suit.
It was a good suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was loving my suit, too. And I was walking over to where the ceremony was, so we're walking down the dock, and, you know, it's a mixed crowd. It's a marina, so you got guys coming off the boat.
Yeah, covered in fish guts.
Yep. These guys look like they were out in a golf course all day. I don't know if there's one nearby, but they're walking down the boardwalk. I'm walking up, and I'm like, Jennifer's looking hot. I'm like, they're going to say something. It's going to be. And one of the guys looks at me, and he goes, nice suit, man.
Nice.
I'm like,
all right, I got
right. Thank you.
Yeah. Ahab liked it.
Yeah. By the way, we're lining up before we even start walking down there, and the wedding coordinator at the venue is like lining. Okay, you're here. This is how it's gonna work. And then she's like, hold on. And then people come through, and it's Ashley. AJ, and then Eric, just like, sorry, guys.
Running so late, and I saw everybody line up, and
shows up at 5:35 for a 5:30 wedding.
Well, we had to park.
Well, think about it. She comes here at 5:25 for a 5:30 show. What do you think was going to happen?
In our defense, we were parked the next town over.
Yeah.
I had the last space there was available in that parking lot. I don't even think it was a space. I just kind of made it a space.
I felt so bad because I was running so late that I had no idea how far behind me Eric was. I saw Phil, because he was the tallest one there, and I, patted his back, hit his back a few times, like, oh, yay, wedding.
I turned away from you. I'm like, I can't start a conversation.
Yeah,
just get away from me.
I heard Johnny A. go, Ashley! And I just kept running.
Yeah, your dad was into it.
Gotta go.
Johnny A. Phil's dad's on the phone. Johnny A.
Woo! Johnny A.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What a weekend. What a weekend.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Got yourself
Thank
a brand
you.
New Antonelli.
Yep.
Shiny and new.
Yep.
I tell you, she really loved her last name. I'm surprised she took Phil's.
Yeah.
I was too, honestly.
Right.
I really thought she was just going to forever be Amanda Garbettini.
Yeah, but she kept both names. Her name would take forever to say. Amanda Garbettini Antonelli.
But really Italian, so it would be worth it.
It would sound like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, what's a good combination of those two names together?
Garbelli.
Garbantelli.
Garbinelli was like the fake wedding hashtag, but we didn't really promote it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. So much fun. You guys got a great universe there around you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really, you know, it's fun to throw a party like that because, you know, Lace and I were talking, you know, when you're going through your guest list, you know, you really say, look, I want to fill the room with people that we love and that are happy and that are going to come in and really, you know, make the day. So it's all of you that come and show all your love to the bride and groom that really make it fun. And what a great night. It was just awesome.
You know, Michael, the best man, really nailed that speech.
Yeah, he did good
job. I just thought Phil deserves a really great toast.
Right.
It's very hard to deliver on that the level.
Yeah,
Phil's
true.
A great guy.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that guy really did a great job.
He
really
as of like 5 days ago, he was even like, man, I'm like feeling a lot of pressure. There's like going to be radio people in the room. Like these, they know how to do this.
Yeah, but then they heard the show and said, forget about it.
He did a better job than anyone in that room could have done.
Yep.
And he was phenomenal.
Comedic timing, his setup, his punchlines.
I like just throwing the papers away when he was done with it. Just like, goodbye.
Yeah. He was really great. And you had a sense of like, if you just beamed in from another planet, he did a good job at letting you know the bride, the groom, the family.
Right.
That's great.
Phil mooning someone.
Yeah. We heard the mooning story before, but he did a better job. He had some details.
Yeah, he painted the picture.
He did. I saw Phil's ass in my mind.
Seeing your pale white ass. Your pale white ass.
I'm sorry.
Pressing against the glass.
And you still ate after that.
Really painted the picture. I saw her push her salad forward at that point.
Yeah, so Phil,
you know what was great about that story is that he remembered how Heather mocked and mimicked that woman who scolded Phil for like 6 months afterward.
So I think you're about 5 years short on the length of time.
I know.
So Michael was on the bus. He was feeling a little down. Phil caught it and said, "You okay, buddy?" And he's like, "Yeah." And Phil goes back to his thing. And right before he gets off the bus, Phil says, "Hey, Michael, when you get off the bus, I think there's something in the back. To take a look at it. Mm-hmm. Right? Something in the back for you." And then it's Phil's ass. And apparently Michael wasn't the only one who saw it. There was a mother in a car behind the bus. She gets mad. She follows the bus, tracks it down, gets off.
No, she cut the bus off.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
We were leaving one bus stop to it. Could you imagine if that were to happen?
Huh?
It'd be a headline.
She'd be arrested.
Yeah.
Well, parents
the bus,
to mail a letter.
One bus stop to the other, cuts it off with her van, then boarded the bus.
Like a pirate.
To yell at me. Oh, my God.
Yar. Like a pirate.
Yar.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And she had an accent?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
And what was it that she said?
First she was looking for the boy that showed me his bottom.
Now pay
bottom.
Attention, AJ, because this is going to be your catchphrase for Phil now. What did she say to you?
You little jack.
You little jack.
You little jack.
How dare you?
You little jack.
Wow. But like, who sees a 13-year-old boy moon another 13-year-old boy and thinks, that was meant for me?
Well, you know, in Britain, it's probably, you know, common thing.
So, Michael, you know, all this happens, and Michael's riding over to Antonelli's thinking, oh, man, I hope I'm not in trouble.
Yeah.
Phil got in trouble.
Well, he wanted to talk about it, but he's like, if Phil didn't tell them, like, I'm not going to be the one to get him in trouble. And he walks through the front door, and we're like, you got to come listen to this voicemail.
We're going to have rump roast.
I think he walked in the door, and Heather says, you little jerk.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Jennifer got a picture of you, Phil, with Heather.
Heather.
Midair doing your bump.
Nice.
Like you're both catching air.
So we were, you know, we're both not people that want to be dancing like as like the center of attention. That's not really our idea of like a comfort place. So I was like, what kind of song do you want to do? Do you want to do something traditional or you want to really be like on brand for us? So we considered a couple of different songs that we played a lot when I was growing up, and she settled on, like, look, I think it's got to be the Allman Brothers, and Revival is perfect. People can't feel the love is everywhere. Like, that's
right. It's perfect.
So we just picked that section of the song, and then, like, even, like, 2 minutes before we went out there, I go, do we have a plan for this? Like, we didn't practice. She was like, I don't know. I go, all right, you start dancing, I'll follow you. And it was fine, and then, like, 5 seconds, I knew we had, like, that little music trailer before it ended, And I just leaned in. I go, do you want to do the hip check? She goes, yes. I go, you're sure? She goes, yep. And we split up, and then we ran and bumped like right on the last note of the song. And
imagine what you missed.
It was beautiful.
That was when I knew we're going to have a party tonight. Yeah. I heard the room. I was like, oh, people are ready.
I looked, and all of a sudden, looked like they heated the dance floor.
Yeah.
And jump around. What the hell's going on over there? Is there a bug?
It was the best, most unique first dance I've ever seen. I've never seen it done like that before. Like a fast-paced, all fun situation.
Yeah. Were you taking notes over there, Ashley?
No, it was nice.
Okay.
I enjoyed the uniqueness.
Yeah.
That's her way of saying, I would never do that. But for you, yeah, fine.
No, it's great. I'm trying to give you a compliment over here.
Mine's going
to
be long and slow and take forever.
Everyone's going to look at me. There's going to be spotlights.
Yeah, I'll be in the truck.
Yeah. Johnny A., you did a good job raising your kids.
You did.
And Heather.
Yep.
You got three good ones. Usually there's one rogue one.
That would beat me.
That was Phil. Yeah. That was Phil. Yeah.
You know, Chaz, Phil and I, like a week before, Phil had the Arbor delivered to the house. He had it in the garage all laid out. And he said, hey, will you come up with your truck and some tools? We've got to put the Arbor together. And then you got to come like the day before the weekend and put it on your truck and deliver it up to the venue. And I said, oh, okay. So we put it together, and we had to now figure out how we were going to anchor it. And it's bought and designed to go into the ground.
You stake it into
the yard. Phil and I are looking at each other going, I don't know what we're going to do. This is on paving stones. How are we going to hold it? You know? And so it was really funny because when Phil and Amanda were standing under that thing, I'm going, I don't know. Phil and I built this thing. We don't know where they were supposed to go. That thing's going to collapse or blow into the ocean.
Which was a better one?
I didn't know there was a chance for a real moment.
An element of danger, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny A. almost crashed through the ceiling of the venue. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, someone threw him up in the air.
I don't know what was going on. All of a sudden, I saw Johnny A. touch the ceiling, like, by the chandelier. I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to hit his head. This is going to be a whole thing.
That was intentional?
Yep.
Oh,
that
okay.
was during Shout, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, he was jumping up. He's like, I was like, come on, hit the ceiling.
Right.
Give me agita.
Right. They called it ouch.
I like that both parents gave away their children.
Yeah.
I you normally see like the mom gives away the son and the father gives away the daughter. I like that both all of them walked up.
Do you know they should try sometime like an auction?
But Johnny A., as he was releasing, Phil said, good luck. Just kidding.
Then he did that thing with his hands. The car dealers
I'm out of here.
The car dealers do in Vegas.
Your problem now, Amanda. Yeah.
He's all yours.
My job for the rest of the night is to just be the party.
Well, thanks for having us, man. We just had such a great time.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw that you guys did, and Chaz, Jennifer, I think she was the one who got that whole conga line thing going.
She did.
I showed up, me and her.
Yeah.
I just kept going.
You know, at a wedding, I never participate in that, but Jennifer somehow made it so fun and happy.
You don't have an option. You can't say no to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody could say no to her. Every time she went by a table, it was just like one little wave of the finger, and everybody got on the end.
She has magic powers.
I had a different finger.
Johnny A., thanks for coming on, man. Congratulations. We have Phil's high-maintenance sister-in-law on, Lucia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great meeting you, by the way.
Yes.
It was great to meet you. I was like, I'm not from Connecticut, so I don't get to hear the show. And it's good to put a little faces to the names that I've been hearing about for years.
Yeah, I meant to warn you about that.
yeah, I know, right?
Your kids are something else. I've never seen a 7-year-old boy have his look together.
Seriously.
I was jealous.
Yeah, he's dressing me next time.
Jazzy.
Do you want to know the truth about the whole super cool look that he had?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, he had his cool shoes, but he wore sunglasses the whole time. It's because both my daughter and Asher have pink eye. And so we wanted them to wear.
Really?
Oh, my God. Greg.
I shared a soda with him.
Greg, because I was like thumb wrestling him.
And... Right.
And then you put your finger right in your eye.
Right.
I saw you.
Yep. I put on his sunglasses and everything. We were trading.
I think I licked his eyeball.
I barred his jacket.
Oh, man.
He was
but
so
I loved it. Everyone was like, Your son's so cute with those glasses. I'm like, little do you know what's behind those glasses.
Mission accomplished.
He's so cute. Why is my eye itchy all of a sudden?
I heard you have an Ashley story.
Oh, what? Yes. So, Ashley, I don't know if you and I actually officially met.
We did not.
This is better.
You were walking around the cocktail hour looking really awkward with a present in your hand.
The box.
Yes.
Box.
The box.
And I had to come up to you and I was like, can I take that from you? Because you look so uncomfortable.
Was it the eyeballs bugging out of the head that gave it away?
That's her normal look.
She saved my life. Okay, she saved that evening. Because it was a big box, a big present, and I didn't know what to do with it. I was carrying it around. I was so late, and she literally, I wasn't able to eat my hors d'oeuvres. It was a whole thing, and she saved my night. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, and you weren't discreet about how awkward you were.
Yeah, no.
Just my face looks
over you. And yeah. I was like, I don't know you. I don't know really who you are, but let me take this box from you.
That's just my face.
I saw security getting nervous.
Right, because who would think to look for a gift table?
Right.
I was running in and out, and then Eric tried to open the door, and Phil and Amanda were having a moment. And I'm like, don't go in there. No, no, abort, abort. So I was like, I'll just do it later.
He goes, there it is, right over here. Opens the door. I'm like, they're right there.
I couldn't hold my present, my drink, and my hors d'oeuvres all at the same time.
Wow.
And no poker face.
I don't have one of those.
Wow. So thank you for arresting her.
Yes, apparently thank you for saving the evening. Yes,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, Lucia, this won't be the last time you're on. We had such a great time talking to you. You know, anyone who could Phil hell, welcome on this show.
It was, you know, I don't know if you're aware of what my kids call him. For a while, you know, the kids were born, you were like, I'm not going to introduce Phil as his uncle. Like, it's... he's not their uncle.
Yeah, not officially.
So now they are. But we called him Uncle Maybe for like the first, 6 years of their
life.
Uncle Maybe.
Maybe he'll be your uncle. Uncle Maybe.
Right.
Well, that's better than Vinegar Bob.
Yeah. I don't know if Lucia knows that one.
Yeah.
But last night I was putting my daughter to bed and she whispers into my ear, I'm so happy that Phil's my uncle now. So it was the right moment.
You got the check. Good.
All right, Lucia. Nice meeting you. Thanks for coming on. Great job. Jimmy Rapp is on. Where'd you go?
Good morning. Good morning. I went to Walmart in West Haven. Always a good time.
Oh, that's great. Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up
posting
first?
Up in the parking lot there. We got. I met this wonderful woman named Wendy. And she was a lot of fun.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Wendy, West Haven.
Wendy, do I have your permission to use this audio?
Yes, you do.
Well, what are you doing here at Walmart in West Haven on this wonderful sunny day?
I need my coffee. I ran out.
So you came to Walmart just for coffee?
Coffee and other things.
I'm looking at your cart, and I see a couple of other things. Can you point that out to me, please?
The KY jelly?
Hold it.
She making sandwiches?
Hey, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Is she making sandwiches? Is there peanut butter there, too?
is there any other use for that?
Peanut butter and KY jelly sandwich.
I think if you're trying to get like a fitting into a tight area,
well,
for plumbing, for example.
If you run out of WD-40.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, actually you could use them for a Spanx.
Oh,
I should have. I needed them.
Yes.
<That's right. laughs> To get me out of the Spanx.
Yeah, you spray lube.
KY jelly?
Just by yourself, shopping?
Yes.
Not with your husband?
He's home because I go by myself to get what I need.
This is a KY for him?
Yes.
What would you go to Walmart for KY?
I'm trying to picture her. Do I want to know?
I don't know.
I want to know.
I don't know. You know what? Just
like
picture...
my question would be, I don't know. I don't want to ask it.
I find I just put a picture in my mind and leave it there.
You will do what?
Yeah, of what I want to see. There you go.
I can't help
this?
It. I have to ask.
Oh. All right.
What?
I'm just trying to.
What?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm figuring you're going places you probably shouldn't go.
I appreciate the natural curiosity of Jimmy Rapp. I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to learn something.
Right.
All right. I can't help it. It's just, it's there.
Well, I need my coffee and my KY, and I used to get it with my sister, but she no longer works.
It almost sounds like AJ's inflection in that commercial. I got my
TV. I got my mug.
I got my TV. I got my.
I got my coffee. I got my KY.
I got my coffee. I got my KY.
And my KY, and I.
It's a whole list.
Everybody's like, what's that, new app?
Well, I need my coffee and my KY.
See, I remember when I was a kid and I smoked cigarettes, I was like, wow, I got a pack of cigarettes and a full tank of gas.
Life is great. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I got my coffee, I got my KY, life is good.
Yep, I'm going to stay awake and get some action.
That was all that was in the cart, too, by the way. That's it.
At least try and
get a
hide
basket.
It. Try and hide it.
You don't need a cart for that.
Just be a little discreet.
Wow, then you were very polite with your question. Like, he's like, I see a couple other items in there. You would have been like, well, then what is that doing there?
So how do you wake up exactly?
How do you make your coffee?
Well, I need my coffee and my KY, and I used to get it with my sister, but she no longer works at VIP, so I have to kind of come here. I'd rather do it in private, but I have to do it out in the open.
Your sister used to work at Very Intimate Pleasures.
Yes.
And why doesn't she work there anymore?
Had a fight, got fired.
Oh.
Someone stole her KY.
This is, I love you, Wendy.
Oh, if it was a sword fight, that'd be so cool. They both grab something.
It kind of was a sword fight.
She had a fight with who?
One of the other employees. Slapping dildos around.
Oh, my God.
And here I was.
You
I
thought
was kidding.
This would be great.
I was, yeah, it
nope,
actually happened.
It happened.
Right. Wow.
I think this story was published, and I think we talked about it on the air.
You guys did. You definitely did.
I don't recall it.
Yeah, we covered this
how
story.
Could you forget that?
It's I don't know. Some things I do forget.
It's amazing that we covered this story, and here now.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. Can you guys just help me out here? Because I was standing in the middle of Walmart having to keep a straight face during all this.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know how I did that. Oh,
shock.
My gosh.
I just picture Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, but with other things.
They should be electronic. Yeah, and they should glow in the dark. And you shut the lights off the store. Right?
Right.
Luke, I'm your daddy.
The girl didn't want to do what my sister asked her to do.
So your sister is a manager?
My sister was one of the managers. Now, asked her something to do something, and the girl said no, and then kind of like slapped her, and my sister got on top of her, and they were wrestling through the store.
So the employee slapped your sister
yes.
with the dildo?
Yes.
And then your sister beat her?
Yes.
So any male customer entering right now, that was their main fantasy. Like oh, my God,
this is awesome.
I don't have to buy anything anymore. Thank you. You already took care of it. I'll be in the park and have a cigarette. Bye.
Why have I never been here before?
Wow. This place is great.
I don't know. This is what went down in here.
You have shows?
Wow, did you get punched in the eye? Nope. Yeah, got hit with a dildo.
That's a strange mark on the side of your face.
You wonder if it was like a floppy one or if it was, I don't know. I was trying to ask good follow-up questions.
Oh, that's right. There's all
size,
length.
Color.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And you're hitting the teeth.
All right.
We got arrested.
Did the girl get arrested for assault with a dildo?
They both got arrested.
Are you sure she doesn't work at Walmart?
No.
How do you write that up? Is that assault with a deadly weapon?
Yes, deadly weapon. Keyword weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sexual assault, maybe? I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh! Right.
Wow.
Assault with a sexual weapon.
Yes.
Do they have sex toys at Walmart?
I don't know. You're the one shopping for it. So
I haven't seen any here yet.
So you have coffee and KY. Okay.
Yes.
So what else do you have to pick up today? Anything?
I don't know. Maybe some socks.
Well, it sounds like...
Listen, the necessities.
Right. In case you didn't do it, toenails.
I like that was a hard maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Coffee, KY, and socks.
Maybe.
Boy, that sounds like a good day.
Sounds like a morning show.
I don't know. Maybe some socks.
You can get everything at Walmart.
Apparently
great.
So. They have fishing rods.
It's the best part of waking up.
I'm going to call you Folgers.
Is that the end of Wendy?
Well, it sounds like your husband's in for a fun afternoon.
Socks, KY, and coffee, yes.
What do you guys normally do for fun?
Hang out and use that KY all the time.
Oh, my gosh. So wow. Your sex life is good, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
She's excellent.
And Jimmy, you have quite a talent for listening, folks.
Great.
Thank you. Great. Appreciate it.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great.
All right, thank you.
Did we ask about her marriage or something?
Oh, that's great. How long have you guys been together?
I did ask about
20 years and getting married soon.
Oh, no kidding. Congratulations.
What? Yes.
What? Do you want to make sure it's going to happen?
When are you getting married?
June 4th.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, I appreciate your time and have a wonderful
day. Well, we know what to give as gifts.
Seriously. I know
they're pretty simple.
I know where to shop. Yep.
That is too long.
Right.
20 years.
Wow.
Wonder if they're tube socks.
That's to hide the weapon.
Who's up next?
I ran into Kayla next. She was interesting.
Okay. All right, here's Kayla.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Kayla Westhaven.
Kayla, what brings you to Walmart today?
Donuts.
Donuts. There's no donuts at Walmart.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh,
At the bakery section and also ice cream.
Are you pregnant?
No. I'm just
Jimmy!
What? It's a question.
You can't ask that.
You can ask a question.
No.
Yet a craving.
Why can't you ask that?
Get a craving for donuts.
No.
I see no problem with this.
She broke the number one rule.
Yes.
Are you pregnant? You don't ask unless you know.
I say go for it. He's still standing.
She said donuts and ice cream.
Right.
So?
You think maybe a craving.
After lunch.
That could be a craving. That's not after you, I say I do.
No. Well, she's heavy.
Was she
asked her if she's pregnant.
Was she heavy?
She was.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? These things happen.
Hey, what are you
going to
do?
What are you going to do is not ask that.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? These happen.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't tell me. Tell Kayla.
I'm fine with it,
thank
man.
You.
I'm cool.
With it. And Kayla's great. She didn't punch in the throat.
Exactly, so. Right.
Or like end the interview right there. Like, I'm surprised there's even conversation after that.
Did he mention she was holding the donuts in his hand? Like, yeah.
I gave her a Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate. So she was definitely finishing the interview.
See? There you go. See?
Right.
Good move.
Are you pregnant?
No. I'm just fat and like donuts and ice cream.
That's
great. My God.
I do have your permission to use this audio, correct?
Yeah, you do.
Well, what's the craziest thing you've seen here at Westhaven Walmart?
A couple times I've seen people wear like bikinis in Walmart and they're like 400 pounds.
Oh. Females in bikinis? Ever see a male in a bikini here?
Oh, no, not yet. I want to.
I love how you said not yet.
Not yet. Nothing is surprising.
What else have you seen here?
I've seen somebody walk around with their dog, but their dog was dressed up in a little dress, and they were also dressed up in a dress.
Oh, my God. Ashley, you go to the Westhaven Walmart.
You were twinning. Nice.
Oh, you saw me, did you?
Right.
Yeah, that's totally fine and normal.
Wow, 400-pound woman in a bikini. Good for her.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of guts to do that.
I guess the pants didn't fit.
Maybe it was hot out that day.
I'm still going.
Well, that's probably what she dressed herself so she could just try clothes on without this limiting step of
that's
taking off clothes.
Exactly.
Smart.
Right. So she thought ahead.
Why would I do that? Why would I do that to myself?
Really?
I'm keeping my mouth shut because I'm just going to get in trouble.
How long have you lived in Westhaven?
21 years.
So your entire life.
Yeah,
you're 21, right?
Yeah.
So tell me something crazy.
In Westhaven or in Walmart?
Westhaven, Walmart, wherever.
Oh, I see at the fireworks a couple times. I see a couple drunk guys who want to start in a fight with like these fat chicks a couple times. And
wow.
What is happening?
I don't know.
I don't go to the fireworks thinking I want to fight fat chicks.
There's no filter in Westhaven, apparently.
Wow.
And I don't want to fight a fat chick. I think she'll win.
Yeah.
I think so,
I want to pick like a small one.
I already had one, remember? And she kicked my ass. Threw me in a snowbank.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
These drunk guys, like, got arrested. And the cops, they were trying to, like, run away from the cops, and it was kind
of
funny.
You see a lot of fat people.
Oh, yeah, no. West Haven's, like, mostly fat people.
You're 21.
Wait a minute.
Not true.
It's actually on their sign, entering West Haven.
What a statement.
Mostly fat people.
Wow. We got donuts. No.
West Haven, mostly fat.
What a statement.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It depends what fat is.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know, but the difference between fat and pregnant, so I should probably just keep my mouth shut.
Yes, yes, good idea.
Good move.
Taylor's great. I like
her. She's awesome.
All right.
Oh, yeah, no. West Haven's, like, mostly fat people.
You're 21. When did you turn 21?
March.
What did you do for your birthday?
I went axe throwing.
Did you hit anybody?
What? Oh,
axe throwing.
That took me a while. I was very confused by that.
There's an X rung.
Me too. Like,
yeah. I thought she threw her X.
Yeah, I heard X rowing. I was like, what is that?
Okay, we all have something different.
Well, I think Ashley just stumbled upon the next great fad. X throwing.
X throwing, yes.
You don't want your boyfriend anymore?
At a Target.
Right. Throw him away.
Different store, but
yeah. One of those crash test dummies, you just put a picture of your ex on there, and then you throw him off a bridge.
Right.
Give him a name.
I like that.
Wow.
Say whatever you want to say, and then you could just, like, drop kick him into oblivion.
That's the next big thing.
It is.
When's Valentine's Day? Oh, damn, we've got a whole year.
We should start that now.
Here we go. I went axe throwing.
Did you hit anybody?
Oh, almost.
Did you hit the target?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get drunk?
No.
You don't drink?
No, I don't drink. I usually just drink beer.
Well, that's drinking.
The only reason why, because I got really pissed at, like, 16.
Oh. So you don't drink, but you usually just drink beer.
Yeah, I usually drink beer.
So you do drink?
Yeah, a little bit.
Gotcha.
That took a while to get there, okay?
It did.
Nice job, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Except for that
thank
one
you.
Part.
Oh, what, the are you pregnant?
Yeah. Good job, except for that.
Mm. Well, you know,
she still spoke to me.
Exactly.
She was great about it.
So,
if she beat you up, we would have had better audio.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Probably.
I almost did that to a coworker decades ago.
Oh, yeah.
I almost said, are you pregnant?
Right.
And thank God I didn't.
Little angel in the show is like, don't do it, Jazz.
Just button your lip.
Yep, just quit.
Turns out she wasn't.
The boca.
That would have been bad.
Yep.
Look who's in the studio. Yeah. Pam.
Oh, my gosh. Pam.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, please. Pam was at Phil's wedding.
Yes.
I say Phil. It was Phil and Amanda.
Phil and Amanda's wedding. Yeah. Right.
So we're like, what are you doing? When are you leaving? Wednesday? Oh, good. Why don't you come in Monday?
Right. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be not funny, guys.
I think you're wrong.
I didn't unwrap your headphones. AJ was about to do it. I said, no, let's just see if she can figure it out.
She remembers, yeah. And
Phil did it.
I'm sorry.
Got to ruin everything.
Yep.
I did. Yeah. I did.
So if you're a new listener to the show, Pam did traffic for us for 6 years.
Yep. Longest report ever.
6 years.
That was a very long traffic report. Jesus Christ, all time. A
lot of accidents that were never reported.
Yes.
People were cursing me all day for.
Yeah, but they loved it.
Oh, that's right. You would have these really wicked fights with listeners.
Oh, yeah.
You would not say sorry.
No.
I didn't care.
Sorry I missed that.
Nah. No. Actually, I think your go-to line was, well, I'm not out in a chopper, okay?
She's right, though. She's right, though. She wasn't in a chopper.
I wasn't.
Fights.
I'm looking out the window, and all I see are trees. Literally, it's true.
Oh, my God, they're twins.
See? She learned.
It's the
That's right. Pam taught her.
It's the traffic code.
It's probably in the booklet.
The manual.
If someone complains, just say, I'm looking at trees.
Right.
Another one was leave your house earlier. That was a good go-to. I think I put that in the manual.
Did you find one of her fights?
I have a lot of Pam traffic files. I don't know if any of them are fights.
Oh.
Let's see what this one is.
That's your Chaz and AJ Napoli Motors.com traffic. That's your Chaz and AJ Napoli Motors.com traffic. That's your Chaz and AJ Napoli Motors.com.
Just slow down.
Took it going downhill.
There was a time crunch. Adults in America have high blood pressure and are at risk for stroke or heart attack.
I had a stroke.
You had a stroke. I heard a scrote. Like, scrote?
So we were all sad when Pam announced that she was leaving the show and joining the Coast Guard. We were shocked. Like really? How old are you?
Too old.
You were 36.
Yep.
And you crushed it. You were in your boot camp training, whatever it's called, up at, with 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids, and you were keeping up with them. It was really unbelievable.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing I did. I don't know. I must have been drinking. Just kidding.
Well, they did hold the bottle in front of me, keep it going forward.
Just passing.
Go for the bottle.
Yeah. Well, what's life like now in the Coast Guard?
All looks good. I live in San Diego and working for the Coast Guard, active duty, and all is great. I'm on the bay every single day.
Have you served any or saved any lives yet?
Our team has, yeah, all the time. It's constantly busy.
Do you mean your team? They're like, Pam, stay here. We got something to do.
You go there.
You watch the slip.
You watch the boat.
Make sure he parks the boat here.
We'll be right back, Pam.
I want to go. No, we need someone to do a very important job.
No, we actually have to save them.
Yeah, very important job, watching the slip.
It is, yeah. I'll stand here and monitor. Right. I'll have this coffee.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a whole team. We're behind the scenes, and then we have all of our boats and our helicopters, our assets that we'll direct to go.
What do you do when you're behind the scenes?
So we come up with search patterns. We speak with the mariners. We speak with our assets, and then we direct them to where they need to go. And then
So someone will radio in and say, hey, man, I'm taking on water.
Yep.
Where are you? I don't know where I am.
Yep.
Where are you taking it?
Okay.
Yeah, got to figure out.
Where do you go from there?
Exactly. There's a couple things. We have a system that we use to kind of try to find their location. And if that is not working, we have another program that we use that calculates where they could possibly be based on certain factors. Like,
wow, crap.
You know, like the wind direction, the wave direction, they came from.
Right. She's all grown up.
What they had to eat. Yep.
Man, they really trusted her with like serious stuff.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wave direction.
Wow. Have you spilled a coffee or anything yet?
She had mice dying in her frying pan not too long ago.
Remember her car died because stuff went inside the console?
Yeah,
the car went back up? Yeah.
She ate food off of a book?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She ran out of plates.
Ran out of plates. Used a book.
That was genius.
Why not use the table at that point?
It was spaghetti, though.
You know, I'm a lady. That's why.
What did you find?
I found one of these traffic fights.
Joseph and Hamden.
I just wanted to say thanks finally for the traffic update from Pam, because that would have been very helpful about 30 minutes ago. So I was calling in to say why she's so bad at her job.
Every day or just today?
The traffic is usually pretty bad. It's always after the fact.
Well, I, Joseph, am sitting in a studio. When I look outside, I'm seeing trees. I'm not in a chopper, so suck it. Old Pam. That was old Pam.
Now, do you tell folks who can't get the coordinates to suck it?
Hey, I'm taking on water here. When are you coming out? Hey, I'm in an office.
I'm looking. All I see is water.
I'm looking at a computer screen, right?
If you can't tell me exactly where in the water you are, suck it.
I didn't know I could say that on the air.
Right before they died. It's like, what'd the Coast Guard say? I think they said suck it.
Old Pam.
Old Pam.
That was old Pam.
Right. That's right. You came in. You were a disheveled mess. But you left here. You got yourself together. We're really proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And you found a really high quality man.
Thank you. I did.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Yep.
His name is Phil. And he has a beard and glasses.
That was the first thing when I met Phil. I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to text our Phil, producer Phil. And I was like, I found my own Phil. He's you. Glasses, beard, everything. I guess I missed. Stuff. Yep.
I think Phil fact checks me. Pretty hairy, intelligent lad.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost 3 years now.
Wow.
Since I left.
So, like, immediately.
Almost immediately, yep. Mm-hmm. I went up to school to train for my job after boot camp, and we met up there.
Where did you meet?
Up in Santa Rosa, which is north of San Francisco.
It's like wine country there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you do, Phil?
Yeah. Yeah. Been in the wine industry for about 12 years.
Nice.
Would you start when you were 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they encourage folks to drink earlier there.
It's true. Yeah.
It's California. Research.
Yes. Sean and Milford.
Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Morning.
Pam, it's so good to hear your voice. We miss you.
Miss you, too. Good to hear you.
Want you to come back.
Do you like her pants?
That's not very nice. You have to do that in front of Ashley?
Did he say that out loud yet?
We miss her. We miss her. No, no kidding around. We miss her. I hope everything's going well in the Coast Guard, and hope you're having a good life out there.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Good to hear you.
You too, honey. I know I'm going to cut this short because Chaz doesn't like me to talk more.
Yep. So.
I already would have hung up on you three times.
I was wondering why.
Actually, why are you on the phone?
Hey, it was great talk.
Yeah.
Yep. There it is.
Sorry, Sean. I have to do it. So Phil number two is here. Pam's Phil.
Right.
Pam left here, immediately met a quality guy.
Right.
And they've been together for almost 3 years.
Right.
Has there been any talk about it going to the next level? I'm that person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there has been. So we just got to figure out locations since we're not in the same location right now.
Oh, wow.
So we just have to figure out a way to kind of be together in the same, you know, town.
How much do you know about him? Have you met his family?
I have, yes.
Oh, yep. Cool.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
Great people.
Do you get a Carfax?
Yeah. People. Good. Yes.
People.
Pam's family is awesome.
Yes.
But what does Phil number two need to know about Pam?
Right.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, guys.
If she's transporting a salad in the car and hits the brakes and the salad hits the floor, that salad will stay there for 3 months.
I've told him that story.
Okay. Yeah. Charles in college.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
I think Pam would remember me better as Charles in Milford. But
you didn't even recognize his voice, did you?
No, he definitely went through puberty.
God, I hope so.
How old were you when you started calling, Charles?
I was 12.
Wow.
When I first started calling in, and now I'm almost 21.
Hey.
Almost.
Damn. How is that possible?
Well, they get older each year. Let me go with that.
That's a good point.
Let me go with that one.
Yeah, it's been a while, but glad to say hi. Hope you're doing well and enjoying sunny San Diego.
Aw, thanks. I appreciate it. Genitals. I remember that.
Genitals.
That was
He didn't want to say genitalia on the air.
He's got genitals. He also has a beard, too.
Does he have a beard now?
He has a beard, yeah.
You have a beard, too?
Last time I saw him, I'm like, what? Dude,
yes, I do.
You got facial fuzz, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Looks like a little professor.
He does.
Wow, think about that. When we started talking to him, the only hair he had was on his head.
Yep, exactly.
I have an example of Charles and Pam talking to each other.
All he knows is to navigate his Facebook page.
Right.
Very true.
Right.
It's kind of true what he just said. Bing. There wasn't anything in there that wasn't true.
Yeah, spring, bing. Being dressed down by prepubescent. Thank you.
And it has begun.
And that explains why he had that clip.
Smooth.
Thank you, Charles.
Yep, totally smooth.
Oh, sorry, I must have mislabeled that.
Smooth as broken glass.
Beefman.
Good morning. Hello, Pam.
Hello, Beefman.
So loud.
It's great to see you. You look great.
Oh, thank you.
You're watching the camera, right?
Not the bushes.
I have Chaz and AJ live on, yes.
Just
I'm
checking.
Sorry, Pam, what'd you say?
Just checking.
Yeah, I saw a movement in the forest over there, so I think that's him.
It was an albino bear.
No, I'm pretty far away. Phil, I got to tell you, Pam's Phil, that Pam is one tough cookie. I wouldn't mess with her. She's done so many unbelievable things when she got pepper sprayed and tried to climb up a grease pole, so...
Oh, she's, crap, that's right.
Right.
Pepper sprayed
She
your
wanted
face.
To find out what it feels like, yeah.
We would not do anything like that to Ashley.
We can't anymore.
I wouldn't
Are you
it.
Sure?
That was insane.
If we make it seem like she surprised us.
You should try. I had to do it again, actually, for work.
Really?
So, yeah. I was like, no big deal.
I got this.
I did this for fun.
I put this stuff on my salad.
I like spice. Spice stuff.
That's right. Pepper sprayed.
Right?
Mm. We spray you in the face with pepper spray and you could do a traffic report.
Guaranteed I could. Guaranteed I could. I'll do it.
Let me spray her.
Okay. It's pepper.
Okay.
It grows naturally, pepper. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Oh, I'm 100% doing this. I got to do it. I don't know. I just don't believe that it's that bad. I really don't. Yes. I will go through with it because I actually want to do this. You guys are going to feel real dumb when it doesn't affect me at all tomorrow. What was I thinking?
Do you have one she was sprayed?
And then this is what happened.
Get back, spray!
Ooh, it's in my mouth! It tastes like bad scotch! And don't commit crimes because you don't want to get pepper sprayed! Oh my god! I'm scared to open the eyes! Ow! Oh my god!
Ooh, scan her knee.
Oh,
opportunities.
So, I think we'd be sued for this now.
Spray. Give you know, him a spray.
Without seeing this, it's totally different.
Open your eyes.
It sounds like you're crying.
I was.
We got a crier.
And a cover.
I'm
the idiot. I keep rubbing my eyes. I don't want to open.
Keep blinking.
Okay. Ow! Ah! Every time you open your eyes, it's like death.
I said it every morning.
That's the first thing you say?
2 o'clock in the morning.
All right, sweet man.
Cool. I'm not cool.
I owed the entire East Haven Police Department a breakfast because I lost that bet.
Yep.
They're like, you're going to be in pain. And I was like, no way. No. And they're like, you owe us breakfast if you can't do it. And I owed them an entire breakfast.
Yep. You know, Mergo's a captain now.
I
you
did, yep.
Him
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Derek.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Yo. Congratulations, Phil, Amanda. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning.
It's Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Derek, yep.
He's back. Hey. Haven't heard this
before. He never left. Yeah. He always back, yeah. Mm.
When in doubt, milk the blink out.
That's right.
Words of
she
advice.
She flubbled.
Gotta milk the blink out.
Milk the blink out?
Milk the blink out, yeah.
What was that
That
for?
Was during getting that was pepper sprayed.
Yeah, putting milk in the face.
Oh.
Right.
Milk the blink out.
Yep, to alleviate the pain of the pepper spray.
Thank you, Derek.
And we miss your traffic reports, however bad they were.
Listen, I wasn't working with a lot there,
Is
okay?
that a compliment?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't feel like a compliment.
No. A little shade on that one.
M.N. Wallingford.
Good morning, Pammy.
Hey.
Jay, the tri misses you.
What act was that?
I miss you guys.
And for Phil, too. You know, Pammy, when she loses things, she dials 911. Like, especially when she loses her car and she gives a color description of, it's blue.
It's a blue.
It's a blue.
It's a blue.
It's a blue. She became Italian. Well, she was Italian. But
more Italian.
More Italian.
I could see Phil smirk. He's looking for the audio.
Don't
right
find
now.
It.
I'm surprised he doesn't have it already.
Don't find it.
I'm trying to screen calls, find stuff.
I'm gonna open with
so
that.
Many different clips.
That was the opening salvo.
I think it was burned somewhere.
Still in sales suggested that we recommend to Phil number two that if you guys go out somewhere, you keep attention to where the car is.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep track of where the car is.
Yeah, hold the keys, hold 9 yards.
For 911, what's the location of your emergency?
Hi, how are you? I'm in downtown Hartford right now. I'm on Anatullo Street, and I honestly think that my car was stolen. And I really am not from Hartford. I don't really know where I am.
And what's the year, make, and model?
It's a Mazda 3, and I don't even know the license plate.
Okay, it's going to be okay.
And I don't even know the license plate.
How do you not know the license plate? Your own car.
I don't know
I still
my
don't.
License plate.
I don't know mine
I wouldn't be upset about
I
it.
I think there's a 3 in there.
I like how in the first 2 seconds, this woman didn't even know. She was like, it's not even that big of a deal. Hi, how are you? Not an emergency.
I was being polite.
You're being awful polite.
All right, what color is your Mazda 3?
It's a blue.
It's a blue. I love how you thought that car was stolen. The car had a dent in every single panel the car had. I think died young, wasn't it? Like, it was like 5 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
oh,
a
she
long
killed
life.
It. Yeah.
5 years old.
5 years old. That thing, it took itself out.
You know, it's kind of Phil's fault.
Oh, no.
Why this happened. Because Phil and I parked in the same parking lot together, and then he left before I did. When we
Phil,
were...
do you have any problem finding your car?
None. Also, Boss Keith is like, everyone needs to stay and drink. It's like a Thursday, and Pam's like, yeah! And I'm like, I'm gonna go.
I got the hell
so
out of
I
there.
So I left. I'm sitting on my couch, and Pam goes, hey, where'd we park? I go, I don't know how to tell you now. What do you want me to do?
Because when I was following Phil in, I wasn't paying attention to the street. I was following
just
his following car,
his
just
car.
Following him. I'm like, all right, he knows where he's going. I'm going to follow him. Yep. And then so when I called Phil to say, hey, do you know where we parked? And he's like, you know what? He brought it up. He pushed up the panic level because he was like, you should call 911. I think your car was stolen. If you can't find it, you definitely need to call 911. I was like, you think so? Should I really? And he was like, yep. So I did.
That was Phil's way of saying we need an audio for tomorrow's show.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.